The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic. I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
Don't be a human. I got a bad case of love.
The doctor is in.
Dr. Batar, you got to help us. Help us all. There's a strange new liver disease. It's a new health threat. We're all going to die. Dr. Batar, are you there?
I'm here, Robert. Unfortunately, we are all going to die, and it's part of life, so I wouldn't take life too seriously. That's the first thing.
Well, way to bring us down. I was hoping you'd come with a cure for death.
You know what? Death is part of life. In fact, I believe we go back to the same place where we came from. So wherever we came, it can't be that bad of a place. So
there you go, going all spiritual.
Yeah, I'll tell you, people's, I think one of the biggest problems in today's society is the people's pathological fear of that next phase of life, which in our society we refer to as death. But I think that therein lies one of the key answers. As soon as you realize you're going to go back to the same place you came from, a lot of that fear is alleviated, and all of a sudden you can actually start to live now.
Yeah. Well, this new supposed liver epidemic, right, that I'm reading about here, and it's linked up in the show notes. I sent it to you. It's all about this non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And in the article, the body of the article, where they acknowledge that this is happening, and they might even say, well, poor diet, not being active, and maybe carrying way too much weight. But they say their concern is not that. Their concern is they don't have a drug to treat this liver disease.
Yeah, they don't have a drug to further ruin the liver that is just doing its job to filter all the crap that we put into our bodies and that we're exposed to. And a lot of the stuff we don't even put in our bodies, we're just exposed to it anyway. And that's what they're not referring to, because the increase of toxic load in our global society is increasing at an exponential rate, and of course we're going to start seeing more problems with the liver, and we've talked about all this. None of this stuff is new to us, obviously. So,
no, but what is new is that when you see a major headline in the scientific papers, and this was actually in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, you know they're putting out an all-points bulletin somewhere when the media starts covering this thing. Yet, again, all within the mainstream reporting of this, they're still scratching their head. Remember, when they say, well, people are not active. All right, anybody can use common sense and say we would be better off by being active, by exercise. We agree with that. But then they say, well, it's associated with a poor diet. But the only thing they ever do when they say that is really nothing, or, hey, you're eating too much fat, or there's cholesterol. Or they don't bring up pesticides and toxins and all of these environmental things you've just mentioned as a contributing factor, much less the drugs they say they don't have to heal the liver disease that, in fact, their drugs may have caused or contributed to it.
Yeah, exactly, Robert. So it's a lot of this is propaganda, too, because they may be trying to propagate a new drug by first creating a problem, saying, oh, look, this new liver disease, and now they're going to come up with some kind of a drug to make people feel that there's some kind of solution that they have, whereas, in fact, there is only one solution, and that is to upregulate the liver and reduce the amount of toxicity and get allow the filter to basically work the way it was designed to work, to perfuse it better, and of course, to then help the gut as well, because the liver picks up all the... When you deal with the gut, you have to deal with the liver. When you deal with the liver, you have to deal with the gut. So one point that we can bring up for everybody here is that the liver and the gut go hand in hand. When you detox one, you need to detox the other one. Otherwise, if you're detoxing the gut and the liver is still relatively toxic, then as the blood cycles through the liver, it's picking up the guts all clean. Nutrients get picked up, but then when it goes through the oil filter, the liver, it's getting the blood's getting re-polluted. And if you deal with the liver and you don't deal with the gut, then even though everything that's coming through the liver is cleaned up, then it goes to the gut to pick up the new nutrients, but the gut is contaminated. And so you need to really address both. But the point being, again, that the issue with the liver is that you just need to optimize the function of the liver and reduce the amount of toxicity. And suddenly this new public health threat would no longer be a new public health threat, unless, of course, they're creating this illusion to justify the use of another drug.
Right. Now, help me out here, Dr. Bittar, as a humble homeopath, pretty low tech, although I love tech too, but I'm low tech, let's say, in addressing people's health concerns, you know, in a questioning the patient. We call that the anamnesis. We might do a low-tech pulse diagnosis. We might ask a little bit more about your history. But this guy was quoted in this article, Jose Oliva, medical director of Allegheny Health Network's, guess what, liver transplantation program. He said that they often discover this issue with the liver in routine blood work when it's ordered by a primary care physician if it reveals what they call elevated levels of liver enzymes. Now, my mentor in homeopathy said by the time a doctor can detect elevated liver enzymes, they may have had decades of congestion that would not have even showed up on these tests that we would be more sensitive to addressing holistically long before the high-tech medical community could even identify it.
That's absolutely correct. When you see liver functions elevated, that means the house is already burning. That's exactly what that means. So you want to optimize the liver well before the elevation of the AST and ALT and GGT. The problem is that there's really no way of assessing in conventional medicine the increase in load that the liver is having to deal with, the functional stress that the liver has. There are ways of doing that, obviously, that we have.
Right.
You know, homeopathy, you obviously know many ways, and we do. In fact, the head map is oriented completely around not only the liver, but the gut and the kidneys and lymphatics and many other things that we're looking based upon a symptomatic FS36 patient outcome-based type research model that we've utilized. So this FS36 questionnaire basically asks certain key components that indicate, based upon the symptomology, ties back to a functional basis or a functional etiological basis of what is causing the problem. So it actually, based upon what the patient is saying, what the patient is experiencing, ties back to where the dysfunction actually lies. And it's taken, well, in 1996 when I started my practice, we had a rudimentary form that I had found and gotten actually from another doctor and had 16 questions, and now it's evolved to 260-some questions. And we've been able to really pinpoint where the issues are and how to optimize them and then use that as a feedback mechanism to give us feedback on a monthly basis as to how effective our treatment is, so that when the patient takes the questionnaire the second time, the third time, the fourth time, we should consistently see the scores dropping because we're improving the functioning of those organ systems like the liver, the kidneys, the gut, etc. And that's in fact the entire basis of the HeadMap, the Advanced Health Evaluation Assessment for Detoxification and Medical Assessment Program. And hopefully that will be, all the work that's been going into that.
Oh, yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
And you've had to do this all beyond the scope, if I will say, of a traditional allopathic medical training. Unless, correct me if I'm wrong, but did you have a full-on semester, much less a year, on the subject of liver congestion in med school?
I don't even think we had 5 minutes in one lecture period, and if we did, then I must have missed that one. It must have been that one of the lectures that I skipped.
I mean, think about that. One of the most fundamental functions, systems of the body is not even given perhaps 5 minutes in medical school other than in pathology. They'll teach you, oh, well, here's a liver that's really toxic and sick and cirrhotic, right? But the function of prevention, it's not happening in the Flexner Report-inspired medical training toward pharmacology.
Yeah, 1991 when I graduated from medical school, so that's 23 years ago, there were no lectures on nutrition. There were no lectures on dysfunction such as this, like liver congestion or gut optimization. There was no mention or talk or discussion about gut dysbiosis or probiotics or biofilms or, you know, when you talked about gastrointestinal tract, you saw the histological basis. You looked at the gross morphological characteristics, you know, what the gut should look like, indications for surgery, palliative care like Crohn's and ulcerative colitis, what type of drugs that a person should take, which are all immunosuppressive or, you know, steroid-based. That was basically it. There was no talk about optimizing gut function, leave alone looking at some of these things that may indicate that the gut needs to be optimized. There was no discussion about gut, liver, kidneys. There was no mention even of the word detoxification or how the organ systems that I just mentioned, the kidneys, the liver, the gut, were more important than some of the other organ systems. You know, we talked a lot about the cardiovascular system. We talked a lot about the lungs. But the kidneys and the gut and the liver, you know, basically took a back seat. And, of course, if your heart's not pumping, you can die. If your brain's not functioning, you're going to die. And there's an old joke that the different organ systems got in an argument about which one of them was most important. And the heart says, you know, I'm the most important. Everybody starts arguing. And then the liver says, I'm the most important. Brain says, I'm the most important. They're all arguing. And finally, the rectum stands up and says, listen, you guys may think you're all important, but I'm the most important. And they all look at him and start laughing. He says, you're the most important? Yeah, right, you're the important, most important, sure. And he says, yeah, you want me to prove it? Fine. And he just clenches up and crosses his arms. And within about a day or so, everybody agrees that he's the most important.
Yeah, nothing's getting out of this body, buddy. See how you think you're so smart, right? But, yeah, that's the whole thing. And you've said it so many times, and I've reiterated that when I go out and lecture. And we'll be together in the jungles of Asheville, North Carolina, the Southern Appalachian Mountains. It's going to be great. In a couple of weeks now, just over a couple of weeks, for the Healing Revolution Summit, Dr. Batar is there lecturing, and Ty Bollinger and I will be there as well. Dr. Frank King is hosting, and other physicians and holistic professionals. It's going to be a really cool event. And we talk about the most important person, if we could say that, in a community is actually the garbage man, much like it is in your body, the ability to eliminate the toxic poisons, the waste, that if you do not, you end up with a mysterious disease that modern medicine scratches its head and says, gee, I wonder if we can figure out a new drug for this. And of course, the drug is the toxic problem that may have started the cascade of liver dysfunction decades ago.
And of course, we know that if there's some kind of a drug that's going to inhibit function, then we know that it's also going to further contribute to the problem of liver congestion and functional compromise of the liver, because it's another drug that now the liver has to process another metabolite in addition to all the stuff that's causing the original problem in the first place.
Yeah, and there's stories today I still want to cover with Dr. Batar here. We were doing Advanced Medicine Monday. If you ever miss one of our episodes together, one of the easiest ways to get it, we certainly have archives at GCN. We have archives at naturalnewsradio.com. Also, medicalrewind.com gives you access to a whole lot of great audio from our Advanced Medicine Medical Rewind episodes each and every week. Hundreds of hours now. So stick around. There are 8 foods that are banned in the rest of the world, but not here in the U.S. Also, 8 things men do when they get diagnosed with cancer. We've got some interesting discussion here with Dr. Batar, and plan to see us where? In Asheville, July 18th through 20th. We've got that linked up as well in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back with Dr. Batar after these messages.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history that is the only real and lasting money in the world. Cryptocurrencies have have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hey, what else can you do in Asheville, North Carolina, July 18th through the 20th? Oh, there's a lot of things you can do. Dr. Bittar will be there. He'll sign a copy of his book, the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Look forward to that. And all the things we get to do together there, and the families will be connected as well. And, of course, here we are trying to raise our families a little bit more organically than most, perhaps. But the organic chemists of old still are having their way with our liver. If you think about in the United States, of course, the rest of the world might be laughing at us and going, yeah, you might have a big, bad military, but you're going to do yourself in by poisoning your own soldiers, much less your people. Eight ingredients. Here's a story linked up. Eight ingredients banned around the rest of the world, but still allowed in the food of Americans. Dr. Bittar, not surprised, but it's still disappointing.
Well, it isn't a surprise. In fact, you know, Ty and I were having a conversation a couple weeks ago about this very thing. He was talking about the non-GMO aspects of food, and he had met a person in the grocery food store, in the grocery aisle, at a local food place, local grocery store in Texas where Ty lives, and he said that this person was a retired executive with Anheuser-Busch, a senior executive, and Ty was giving him a lecture about the evils of GMO. And this man, who's an elderly man in his late 70s, early 80s, was just nodding his head and just listening to Ty. And then finally he tells Ty that, listen, I just retired from Anheuser-Busch, and I was a senior executive there. And he said when we made our beer, Busch beer, there were two batches that were made. One was made with non-GMO ingredients, and one was made with GMO ingredients. And he said that the non-GMO ingredient beer would get sent out to Mexico and to Canada, and the GMO ingredient beer was kept in the U.S. and sold to U.S. customers. And so he was very well aware of the difference. And how many people actually know that Anheuser-Busch actually has two different types of beer?
Wow.
I had no idea. I don't drink, but, you know, I had no idea that that was the case.
But it's like that with a lot of these, like, craft foods. These multinational conglomerates have different ingredients for Europe than they do for America. And we are the toxic kids on planet Earth because we don't have the longest food tradition. No, there's no German purity laws for beer, for instance, in America. And so we've adopted better living through technology, and of course it's been to our devastation and decimation of our liver and other systems like we just opened with talking about. Now, in this article of eight ingredients, they include brominated vegetable oil. They call it BVO, and it's used a lot of people that think they're doing well by drinking sports drinks, these day glow colors that don't exist in nature really this way. And it emulsifies it so that the flavorings don't separate out, and it competes with iodine receptors in the body. So this is not a good idea, yet it's allowed in America, just not elsewhere.
Yeah, this is beyond disturbing, obviously, and some of us have known about this for a very long time. You know, you brought up Kraft as an example, and I don't know whether we've ever talked about this in the air. Maybe you have, Robert, in different segments, but, you know, Kraft is another perfect example of, if you get Kraft macaroni and cheese, same logo, same company, same everything, and you buy it in the UK,
yep,
it has four ingredients. It has macaroni, cheese, water, macaroni, cheese, salt, and sugar.
Yep.
And if you get it in the United States, the package looks exactly the same, but there's 22, 23 different ingredients, of which, you know, a third of them, we have no idea what they even mean.
Yeah, and they're listed in the article, in fact, the slideshow of it, blue 1, blue 2, yellow 5, yellow 6, these are known carcinogens in terms of the flavorings, the colorings, in this case the colorings. Olestra, I had no idea Olestra was still around. This was the fake fat that caused, well, not to be indelicate, but anal leakage. I mean, this is the craziest stuff ever. It got approved. It's still approved for use in America.
Yeah, it's again, we are the ultimate experimentation of Big Pharma, and I don't know why the American public allows this to happen, with the exception, the only reason that I can see is that they just are completely duped into thinking that none of this stuff is around anymore.
Right.
I know that when we talk about mercury and amalgams, I bet you every time this subject comes up, 9 out of 10 people will tell me that aren't, you know, well aware of this. 9 out of 10 people will tell me, oh, yeah, no, I've heard about that, but they don't put that in vaccines anymore.
Right. Mercury is not there. So they're preying on our ignorance as Americans. We've trusted the so-called high-tech companies and their involvement with government and government regulators and medical oversight to the point where we're all damaged and just we're cancer-ridden as a culture. And we're going to get to that. Remember, they're still putting that azodicarbonamide, the yoga mat stuff, in bread, despite what the food babe has done. 8 things men do when they learn they have cancer. We'll talk about it. Are they appropriate? Should you be doing it even if you don't have cancer? We're talking, as we do each and every Monday here, Advanced Medicine, The Medical Rewind, with Dr. Rashid Batar. Come see us out at the Healing Revolution Summit, July 18th through 20th. We'll have more information on that. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Freedom is only one generation away from extinction, but you can save it in an entertaining way by rediscovering the U.S. Constitution through a fun game. Constitution Quest is not your average board game. It's a way to gather your family and friends and enjoy learning about our system of limited government, separation of powers, and the three branches of legislative, judicial, and executive power. For the next generation, a strong knowledge of civics is a must-have. Go to ConstitutionQuest.com and order your Constitution Quest game today.
Scott Belcher.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Who else do you want in your corner when you're moving for health, freedom, and healing liberty? Of course, Dr. Rashid Batar. The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, a book, international bestseller. I hope you'll be able to get it. If you haven't already, come and see us. We'll all be together at the Healing Revolution Summit Dr. Frank King is hosting in Asheville, July 18th through 20th. So we were talking about the liver issue to start and building into the eight toxic poisons that are allowed in food in America but not other places. Now we have a story about eight things that men do once they are diagnosed with cancer. And we may ask the question, why do they wait for that? Certainly. I want to give you a heads up that we've got a nice letter coming in from our friend Eric, who is a pharmacist whose son was taken to see Dr. Bitar, and the results that have happened have been great. We've talked about it before, but it's a cute little exchange with their son and their mother. So we'll get to that in a little while. But interesting on this list of the eight things that men do, I find it most interesting that it takes a cancer diagnosis to get men to do things that are better for them.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's interesting, those points, which I think, Robert, you're going to list out, right, in here a second?
Yeah, we're going to read them.
What's interesting is that those 8 points are, I don't see anything about those 8 points that should not be applicable to all people to help them to prevent all aspects of disease, actually. It's a very broad and universal type of recommendation that would benefit everybody.
Right, right. No, number one on the list, they say, is lose weight. We might expand that to say lose toxins, and by the way, the weight will come off. But, you know, they kind of get that concept of you carrying around a little bit or a lot of bit extra stuff. It's good to dump that out, as we discussed.
Yeah, I would change that from losing weight to losing body fat, because when you lose body fat, you lose a lot of toxins, because toxins get stored in fat. There's a greater propensity for the adipose tissue to actually hold on to a lot of the toxic substances.
Right.
If you lose body fat, by definition, you're going to mobilize. It's going to be a lipolytic pathway initiation, and you're going to lose a lot of accumulative or storage area that accumulates a lot of these toxins. And so that's probably how I would word that one.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think, isn't it interesting when we talked about this new liver disease, right, that they're claiming? They call it a fatty liver. Could it be because the liver is unable to deal with the accumulated load that the fat cells become the storage places to keep the other vital areas of the body alive a little bit longer?
Yeah, I would concur.
So that's the concept of weight loss. If anybody's going to lose weight, think of it in terms of not losing weight per se, poundage, because muscle, technically, if you're really building muscle, you might gain weight. But if you lose the fat that's holding the toxins, and doing that in conjunction with methods that Dr. Bitar and I talk about consistently, you're supporting liver and kidney and colon and a lymphatic detox so that you're actually able to carry the poisons out of the body as opposed to just liberating them and have them circulate freely, creating more havoc.
Yeah, exactly. This is an important point people have to understand. They need to stop looking at the scale. They need to start looking at how they fit in their clothes, how they feel in their body, and more often than not, if you compare a person that's fit with another person that's not fit, and you know, basically the person that's a fatter person or obese person with the person same height, but that is actually in good physical condition with a good ratio of body lean body mass, the person that actually is in good shape is going to weigh more than the obese person, because pound for pound, muscle is more dense than fat. And so it's the comparison between a box the size of a room that's made of styrofoam versus a concrete block.
Hmm.
So the concrete block is much denser, it's smaller, but it's also much heavier as compared to the huge box of styrofoam, which is takes up a lot more space but is a lot lighter because it's fat.
Yes, so less dense, you're right. The second one on the list that says what men decide to do after they have a cancer diagnosis is to eat less red meat. Now, I would say that this is somewhat controversial because it doesn't get into a delineation between grass-fed meat that, in some cases, body types certainly do well on that, better than others, that we would bio-individualize a dietary plan for somebody that's been diagnosed in this way, but many people are probably eating to excess of their needs.
Yeah, red meat is one of those things that I think has gotten a bad rap. It's not the meat that's the problem, even though red meat is high in arachidonic acid and there's a whole bunch of things that occur, but it's not really the red meat that's the problem. It's the things that we do to the red meat that's the problem. The pesticides and the insecticides used in the grains that are used to feed to the cattle that then get transferred to the humans that are eating the meat. The antibiotics that are given to these animals to keep them in close quarters to prevent diseases, the hormones that are given to these animals to make them grow faster, All right. These things get transferred to the human consumer off that meat. Mm-hmm. So that's really the problem with the red meat. And then on top of that, there's a lot in the health sector. There's a lot of people talk about the evil of red meat. And really, meat, anything that God made is good as long as we keep it clean and we consume it the way it was originally designed to be consumed, the way nature intended us for us to consume it. When we start to screw around with it, that's what screws everything up.
Yeah, we get the arrogance of man again. Now, the third thing on the list is exercise more. It's hard to argue with that, except there are certain forms of exercise that I've come to understand may not be beneficial, like the people that do these ultra-marathon trainings. And the depletion of mineral and body resources, some of these folks that you think they're the tip-top of health, they die of a heart attack suddenly.
Yeah, the lack of dehydrogenase levels in these people are extremely high. And this would come down to that key concept of balance and moderation, everything in the right balance.
Mm-hmm. So the next one, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, as a society, though, we don't exercise enough and we consume too much, you know, red meat and foods like that. So I think it would probably be applicable to that balance aspect to all these components.
Yeah, relative to your activity levels and metabolic rates will determine how much, if you're not a vegetarian, if you do eat meat, how much you need, or in terms of protein, the nitrogen balance in the body. Technically, you don't need a lot, but then again, most people are filling up on highly refined carbohydrates and are not getting the right kind of fats as well. So this comes back to dietary shifts and really out creating the old lies of modern medicine that fat is bad for you. But we'll get to that. This is a good one. This is sort of spiritual. It says developing a stronger sense of community and family relations.
Yeah, I think that's really good for all aspects of life. It's a grounding component. It's making you realize, you know, what life is all about. It's slowing down and smelling the roses type of suggestion.
Yeah, and my uncle, who is a physician, a nuclear medicine specialist, when he got his cancer diagnosis a few months before he died, more from the treatment than anything, he reassessed what made him happy. That's on the list. He began painting. He began to be very creative. He smiled, and it wasn't his profession, but he was suddenly doing something that made him happy. That's another thing on the list.
Yeah, it's perfect.
What about learning to relax and meditate? That's not something we'd ever recommend.
Yeah, that's not like it's been written about in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. In fact, even the exercise and the nutrition, all these things are actually in my book and have been for a long time now.
Yeah, I know. That's what's funny about it. That's why it's a kind of a gimme segment, but I really want to come across this thing that's like, these people are waiting for cancer to do this?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I guess the title of my book is very appropriate, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. So if you want to get cancer and then start doing this, or you want to keep the doctor away, you know, I consider doing these things.
Right. Now, here's another one, number 7 on the list. Number 2 was about eating less red meat. This one says have more of a plant-based diet. It's hard to argue that even our Paleolithic cousins in ancestry did not eat vegetables. In fact, we covered a story recently where they analyzed the petrified poop of our ancestors and said, oh my gosh, these cavemen actually ate vegetables.
Yeah, plant-based is always good. Again, I don't agree with the vegetarian diet. Robert, you know that my argument there is that if that was what we were supposed to consume, then we wouldn't have the incisors, which only omnivores and carnivores have. Herbivores don't have the canine teeth. And so I believe that we were designed to consume meat. So, but plants, we are omnivores. We are supposed to be consuming plant-based foods as well. And I do think that plant-based is better than a high meat component, but it's not to say the carbohydrate proteins. I think the body we need to consume, actually, we consume too much carbohydrates in modern-day society and not enough protein. I think we need to consume more protein and less carbohydrates, because when you start looking at the carbohydrate intake, it's about 80% in most people's diets, and it should be more like 50%. And maybe protein should be, instead of 5 to 10%, should be maybe closer to 25%, and then, of course, fats, 25% to 30%, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, but haven't we overwhelmed ourselves with carbs because we were taught to fear fat?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the whole thing. It's been misinformation upon misinformation that's perpetuated these myths, and that's one of the things that we have to realign ourselves, that we need to consume less carbohydrates, because carbohydrates are the fuel. We, you know, back when we were cavemen, we needed more fuel because we were going out there, and as I said in my book, when's the last time we had to hunt a hamburger? Well, we don't have to hunt hamburgers, so we don't need to have that additional fuel. We need to actually reduce the amount of fuel, and we need to have more rebuilding, the building blocks that are necessary for rebuilding our bodies, which is protein. Mm-hmm. So you've got fats, which is stored form of fuel, you've got carbohydrates, which is active fuel, and then you've got the proteins, which are the building blocks. And so we need to consume more protein to help our bodies to be able to regenerate due to the stresses that we're seeing our bodies being exposed to in the modern day environment.
Yeah, excellent. Now, this last one on this list of number eight things that they've said these men do after they have their get cancer diagnosis is to eat more consciously. You know, three of the things are about eating, which is really cool. But it says eating to provide nutrition to promote better immunity and prevent disease. So it's sort of like I'm choosing the food now that will actually enhance my immune system to prevent disease. It's not just eating for calories or eating for, it's like thinking, what do I eat that will actually support my immune system?
Absolutely. And it's very, very sound advice, very good advice.
But only eight, not nine? That's why we have the nine steps to keep the doctor away.
Yeah, well, they obviously knew that they couldn't use that line, you know, because then there'd be probably a copyright infringement.
They don't want to mess with you, Dr. Bitar.
Well, you know, so they only did the top three of those eight steps was all to do with what they're eating, but they didn't talk about exercise, they didn't talk about meditation, they didn't talk about vices, they didn't talk about supplementation, there were certain things that they didn't talk about. Laughter they didn't talk about, so.
Right, well, good segment to cover it, get everybody plugged in, and if you haven't already made plans, come on down, see us in Asheville, North Carolina, July 18th through the 20th. Get Dr. Bitar's book, our buddy Ty is going to be there, Dr. King is hosting a whole lot of great healthcare providers, talking about healing the healers as well. We'll learn a lot, we'll teach a lot, we'll laugh a lot too. Stick around, we're going to talk about the little boy that was helped by Dr. Bitar. His dad, you know him, he's a pharmacist. We'll be back.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Clarella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100
400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, another great episode of Medical Rewind, Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Batar. Almost wrapping it up here, but we got a letter that came through to me, Dr. Batar, from our friend Eric, who's a pharmacist, and I got to meet him as well in person at Health Freedom Expos and different events, and he came to Advanced Medicine Seminar as well, and he brought his son to see you, and he said, please forward this to Dr. Batar. I don't have his personal email, but it's a little nice, cute little dialogue with his son and his son's mother, Eric's wife. And I thought I would read it to give people a perspective from the kid's perspective of what he had been through and coming to see you and how he's doing.
Yeah, I got that email late last night from you, and I enjoyed reading it. And it's always kind of cool to see the perspective from the patient, from the child himself. My oldest patient that I've ever treated and that's fully reversed now is a 16-year-old kid who's now 22, has his own business. Mm-hmm. David, but this is a really nice one. So yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So yeah, this is a dialogue between the son and his mother, and he says, "Mom, do you think I would have gotten better if we just saw my other doctor and not Dr. Batar?" And mom says, "Well, the other doctor did help you a lot, but there were some things he couldn't do." And then the little boy says, "Mom, I feel like he got me this much better," holding out his fingers to show me, "but now I feel like I'm a whole lot better. I'm a lot better." And then mom asks him, "In what ways?" The little boy says, "My tics aren't very much anymore, Mom." And then he says, "Mom, they were really bothering me before." And so she asks him, "How does your body feel?" And he says, "Well, my neck and back only hurt a little bit sometimes, but they really hurt before." And here's the kicker. He says, "And I have energy." And so the mom's just talking to dad. They're just like music to their ears and how grateful they are for the first doctor who kind of diagnosed him to got him to a certain point, but then they're forever grateful to you and your nurse practitioner, Jane, of course, a wonderful woman that works with you, for bringing him to the finish line. So they're just, it's so exciting to see and hear this.
Yeah, it was a nice email. And, we get letters like this, a couple of them every week, and it never gets old. I mean, we've been getting letters like this for over a decade and a half, and I'll tell you, it never gets old, Robert. It's one of those things that...
Yes.
It never loses its
Makes my heart happy. And he's even got a message. Eric sends the parents are writing here about this. And they said to all the parents going through this now. So it's like a message to all of the moms and dads out there who might be suffering similarly or have kids that have been harmed by vaccines or other things from the environment. And he says this to, if your kiddo has hit a plateau, if you feel like quality of health is sucking the joy out of your quality of life, if you have that gut feeling that you need to look in a different direction, pray on it and listen. Pray on it and listen. I love that. And it's so practical because this is what happened for them, and they got their answers. They were able to get help, and it's just a wonderful story.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the things that I tell all my patients, my cancer patients especially, that they need to meditate and pray on which direction they need to take, because the answer will always come. I don't usually say that to parents with autistic children, but I'm glad that Eric said that, because that's exactly the way I feel and what I try to recommend to all my patients, because they do need to do that. And I also tell people that if the answer comes that we're not the right clinic, then you know you need to honor that, because we're not the right place for everybody. And it's not about whether they come to us or go somewhere else. It's about the fact that you're following your inner guidance. And that is that intuition, that sixth sense, that gut feeling, whatever you want to call it, that is the Creator talking to us. It's communication from the higher source, the universal consciousness that guides us. And
right.
I've had people tell me, well, you know, God doesn't talk to me, Dr. Tarr. And I tell them, God talks to everybody. Even if you don't believe in God, he's still talking to you, or she's talking to you. It's whether or not we are listening or not. That's what makes the difference.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. And you mentioned the word inner guidance. Our mutual friend Ann Archer Butcher, she's got a book out that's really doing well called Inner Guidance, Our Divine Birthright. And you know some of her stories. She's going to be down here in this area, Lake Mary area of Orlando, to talk about this book, Inner Guidance, at a couple of bookstores. So we're going to connect with her next weekend.
I didn't know that she finally got a book done. She talked to me about it years ago that she was going to be doing a book.
You love it. It reads like a novel. You can't each page. You're like, what is the next adventure this woman is going on? And you know some of those stories. She's an excellent writer. I think you'll enjoy it knowing her the way you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna actually call her after I get off the phone and ask her to send me a copy.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll look forward to seeing her in the Orlando area. I'll get more information out about it this week. But Dr. Pitar, another great Medical Rewind. Check it out online, medicalrewind.com. If you missed anything, it'll be up. Super Don helps us to get it there. And Dr. Pitar, you know, we don't have a lot left to say except what we remind our listeners each and every week and each and every day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll let them let you have it.
The power to heal is yours.
Yeah, big amen from me and all of those out there. And Eric, thank you for writing in about that with your son. We appreciate you so very much. Back next week with more powerful healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, chicken, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.